This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. As we begin the week, the sports world is focused on the National Basketball Association, even though the season just ended. The Atlanta Hawks are among the teams chasing after one of the biggest free agents on the market, both literally and figuratively. Dwight Howard, who went to school here in the metro Atlanta area at Southwest Christian Academy. Dwight Howard is a center with a lot of potential and a bit of history as well. Mark Bradley joins us, sports columnist for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Mark, welcome back. Good to have you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me.
Dwight Howard is somebody who is tantalizing, I would imagine, to the Hawks. They haven't had a major big presence on the court in a while. They are trying to get into championship contention instead of just being a perennial playoff team that gets knocked out in the first or second round. So does he fit with what the Hawks are doing, especially with the new management?
Well, I think he fits better than anybody else that apt to be available. He's a center, for one thing, and there aren't very many centers in the NBA. There was a time when he was one of the five best players in the NBA. I'm not sure he is at this moment, but he's only 27, so there's a chance. There's every chance, I guess, that he could still return to his peak form. The knock on Dwight Howard, I guess, would be that he has never been a champion. He helped take the Orlando Magic to the NBA Finals 4 years ago, but since then his career has been mostly a case of expectations not met and organizations who didn't seem to do things to his liking, and he left Orlando under not very pleasant circumstances. People down there described it as the Dwightmare, and his 1 year with the Lakers, a team that was supposed to be just loaded with talent, ended very badly. Kobe Bryant got hurt. The Lakers went out in round one of the playoffs, and Howard got ejected from the final game. So, you know, the Lakers want very badly for him to stay out there, and the Lakers have the advantage of being able to spend more on him than any other team. That's one of the things in the NBA, is that the team that just has held the players' rights has a chance to spend more than anybody else to keep that guy. The question is, does Howard want to stay in L.A. and play for a coach he doesn't particularly like or doesn't like his style, speaking of Mike D'Antoni, or does he want to go somewhere and chase a championship? And if that's the case, is Atlanta one of those places? And the answer, to boil it down to one phrase, would be, we don't know.
Danny Ferry, the Hawks general manager, is the person who will be making the decision one way or another about how actively the Hawks want to pursue Dwight Howard. Danny Ferry comes from an organization, the San Antonio Spurs, which has been very much oriented toward teamwork, not a lot of flash, but just getting it done, quote-unquote, the right way. Does Dwight Howard fit with a Danny Ferry and with the coaching staff that is going to be part of this whole thing?
Well, I'm not sure that Howard fits necessarily the San Antonio profile, but we also have to remember that Ferry was the GM in Cleveland when LeBron James was there. And anybody who knows anything about basketball, and especially someone as perceptive as Ferry, who has been around the game as long as he has, knows that you tend to win championships with stars. And the Hawks at this moment don't have a star. You mentioned earlier that Howard would be the biggest name they've had in years. I would submit that he would be the biggest name they've had since Dominique Wilkins in the 80s and 90s, which is a long time ago. And I think if they were able to pull an upset, and I think getting Howard to come here would have to be considered that, if they were able to do that, I think it would raise the Hawks' profile simply because they would have become the team that got Dwight Howard. And I think that in today's NBA, we are also seeing a desire of stars to cluster, as happened with the Miami Heat, in search of a championship with Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh and LeBron James. You know, if you get Dwight Howard here, there's a chance that somebody else could say, hey, I want to go play with Dwight, somebody of major caliber. That could have a catalytic effect on both the team and the perception of the franchise.
Assuming the Hawks get Dwight Howard, though, and assuming they may not get immediately at least another major star, do they have the pieces to fit around him to take them to that next level of contending at least for a championship?
Well, that's the question. And to be able to afford a guy like Dwight Howard, basically the Hawks had to clear just about every dollar of salary they could. Right now they only have three players who are under contract for next season, not counting the rookies they just drafted. So right now they don't even have enough players to fill out an NBA a roster, much less contend for a championship. But if they were able to get Dwight Howard, there are ways you can work within the salary cap and sign guys, complementary players, for much less money and maybe build a team once you have a center like of his caliber to build it around. That's kind of what the Heat did when they got their big three back in 2010. They had almost nobody else under contract on that team, but they were able to build on the fly a team of kind of spare parts around it. That team didn't win the title that year, but it did get to the finals, and in the past 2 years, it has won titles.
So at least there's a model out there that the Hawks could presumably follow.
Yeah, there is a model, and in the case of the Heat, it's a working model. I mean, they did what they've set out to do. They won titles. Now, here again, you ask the question: Is Dwight Howard as good a player as LeBron? The answer is no. Nobody's is as good as LeBron James, but you know, you have to start somewhere, and you know, the NBA, as former Hawks coach Larry Drew said, as kind of his exit interview, he said, if there's anything I would say to the Hawks management, it would be to get more players because talent wins.
Which brings up the next question: what is it about Atlanta, which is a good NBA town in terms of the potential fan base? When the All-Star game is here, it's a huge deal. People come out. What is it about Atlanta that hasn't attracted the interest of some of the big stars?
I think it's because that the Hawks have not been seen to be a legitimate contender for such a long time, basically since the late 80s. The team has had a run of six consecutive playoff seasons here, and it has been a creditable team. But it has never been one that you would point to and say, that's a team that could win at all. And I think that, as you well know, Atlanta is kind of a city that follows the hot thing of the time, whether it was the Braves in the 90s or the Falcons at the beginning of the 80s or even the Hawks for a while at the end of the 80s.
Sure, back in the Larry Bird and right. Dominique days.
Right, and there was a time, people don't believe this now, but there was a time when a Hawks ticket was very hard to get. But that was a long time ago. And the Hawks moved into their new arena, the Phillips Arena, at a time when the team wasn't very good. And they stayed not very good for a long time. And, you know, the profile of the Hawks the last few years has been kind of odd because people look at them and say, you hear people say, anyway, oh, they're never any good. Well, actually, they've been pretty good for a while now. They just haven't been good enough to win a championship. If Dwight Howard comes here, then that could change a lot of perception. That doesn't mean they're necessarily going to win a title, but it would certainly go a long way to making people realize that there is an NBA franchise here operating in this town.
If Dwight Howard comes here, does that mean, A, that the Hawks could keep one of their premier players of the moment, Josh Smith, or would Josh Smith want to stay here, and could the Hawks afford him?
They actually have the money to afford two major free agents, whether it would be Howard and, say, Andre Iguodala, a guard from Denver, or whether it would be Howard and Josh Smith. They could find the money to do that under the salary cap. Now, the question is, do they want to keep Josh Smith? Because Josh Smith, for better or for worse, has come to be seen as a lot of what people don't like about the Hawks, that he's a very talented player who hasn't yet lived up to his talent. He has done some really good things for this team, but a lot of people still think of Josh Smith as the guy who takes too many three-point shots and doesn't make very many of them. You know, I'm not sure that bringing back Josh Smith would send the message that the Hawks are a new and better group. If anything, I think it would probably be saying, we're basically just trying to graft Dwight Howard onto our team and keep winning with kind of what we've had.
So do the Hawks ultimately have to, if they get Dwight Howard, pretty much blow everything else up and start over? Because one of the theories about the NBA is if you're one of the top-tier teams, that's great. If you're at the bottom, you can do well through the draft, and you probably have lots of salary cap room, and you can attract people. But if you're where the Hawks are, kind of perennial first-round playoff teams, you're stuck.
Yeah, that's actually a very perceptive point, and that the worst thing you can be in the NBA, in many ways, is pretty good. Because you're never going to win a championship, but you're never going to be bad enough to be in the lottery and maybe luck out and get the number one pick. If the Hawks were not to get Dwight Howard or any kind of other major free agents, this would not be, if we're looking ahead to next year's probable draft crop, this would not be the worst year to be in the lottery, because there are a lot of really good young players coming out. Andrew Wiggins, who signed with Kansas, is considered the best young prospect since LeBron James. There are very many good players going to Kentucky, as per usual, and there's a very good player, Jabari Parker, who's signed with Duke. All those guys figure to be in the draft next year, in like the top five of the draft, and those players are far better than anyone who was available in this draft that just passed. So if the Hawks were going to hit the reset, this year just passed wasn't the year to do it, because there really wasn't anybody in the draft that was going to change a team. Next year there may be three or four of those guys who could.
So it's an intriguing offseason for the Hawks, and it starts with Dwight Howard.
It does. It is a very intriguing offseason because, you know, I think the general consensus is that Howard probably isn't going to sign here. But I think the Hawks being a team with money to spend, and being that, you know, they need players, and being that he's from here, they're duty-bound to make at least a try at him, you know. And if, you know, if he signs here, then they've reshaped their franchise right there. If not, then they can go to Plan B or to Plan C or hit the reset button. But I do think they have to start with Howard.
Atlanta Journal-Constitution sports columnist Mark Bradley, thanks again for being with us. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for having me.